The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.flypod.com. That's it.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to Karaoke Cast here on theflypod.com. So last time we spoke, I told you about my angel and how she's sick and had cancer and she was doing better. Well, Sunday, we had to put her to sleep because she wasn't doing well. So, she was doing really bad, and we didn't want her to suffer, so we had to put her to sleep. So my little angel is up in heaven now, and I love her so, so, so very much. And you're going to think I'm crazy, but because of Angel dying, I put her chew toy under my pillow because it just makes me feel better. When I was younger, my little puppy Lady got hit by a car. And when she did, I put her chew toy under my pillow, and I actually had it under my pillow for 2 years, which I know is abnormal, but it made me feel better. This time, obviously, as a grown adult, I'm not going to keep it under my pillow for 2 years, but it just gives me a sense of her being close to me and makes me feel a little better about the situation. Obviously, I love her very, very, very much, and I do not want her to suffer in any way, shape, or form. So I'm very glad that she's in heaven with God, and I said that he's got the best dog ever. She's so sweet and so loyal, and I bet he's up there spoiling her right now because she's my baby and I love her. So that's what's going on with my angel. And my mommy had her cremated and got a cute little wooden box that says, "To Angel, love Mommy, Sissy, and Sissy." And it's really sweet. It's engraved and talks about how she's our angel and we love her. But I figured I'd go ahead and get the sad news out of the way. So continue to pray for me and my family in dealing with Angel and everything that's happened with her, and also our family dog Sugar, because now she's, you know, grieving and missing Angel as well. So please continue to pray for us. I did read the second part of the comic I told you I didn't have. My husband got it for me. The comic that I read and told you about last week was Superman the Historic Last Issue, A Very Special Story. And the second part of that is actually when Superman turns into Action Comics, and it's Superman starring in Action Comics by Alan Moore. So the second part continues that story. There's no more Bizarro in it, sadly, but it shows the rest of what happened. And what's really cool, though, is in the end, they kind of hint that Lois Lane's child is actually Superman's child, because it shows coal by him, and then it shows him dropping a diamond. So it kind of hints that her child is Superman's child, which is pretty cool. So I read that. Remember how I told you I was extremely excited about The Great Gatsby coming out? Guess what? It finally did, and I went to go see it, and it was amazing. The movie was lovely. I was upset, though, because my two favorite songs that I told you guys about in the previews were not in the actual movie. I know that happens quite frequently, but I was pretty bummed about it because it was the one where I was telling you where it was the filter version of So Happy Together, and it's not even on the soundtrack, but it's the one where I told you where he screams, "You and May, May and you." I love that version, and it was so cool with the way they mixed it with the film, so I was really bummed that that wasn't in there. And what really bummed me out even worse is they slowed down a version of Beyoncé's Crazy in Love, which that's just ridiculous. Don't get me wrong, like I said, the movie was amazing, but I was really bummed that they used Beyoncé's Crazy in Love. Of course, Jay-Z did do the soundtrack, so I'm not surprised, but Leonardo DiCaprio did an awesome job. And speaking of that, before I went to see The Great Gatsby, I was actually shopping at the Dollar Tree for some decorations for something, and I found a book called The Summer We Read Gatsby. It was so great. It was only a dollar. I was so excited. And it was amazing. I love it. It was a cute little story. So if you ever get a chance, read The Summer We Read Gatsby. It's a really good book, and it's not a hard read either. So I'm now reading, finally, Game of Thrones. I know I've told you before that I love the TV show, and we're watching it. It's back on television again. Actually, it has been for a while. There are only 3 episodes left now of this season. But I'm finally reading the books, which is awesome because my husband has already read the book, so he already knows what's going to happen. He's always trying to drop hints, and it drives me entirely insane. So once I do read them, I'll be caught up. Obviously, I know they're lengthy. It's not going to be a quick read, but I like it a lot. I like the way they break it down by character, so each chapter is from that character's point of view. So anyway, that's what I'm reading right now. So I'm exhausted, if you can't tell. Work has been absolutely positively crazy, and I know I told you that the last episode, but it's just continuing, and so I am exhausted. And that is why I chose to sing She Works Hard for the Money. She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. Oh, Netta there in the corner stand and wonders where she is. And it's strange to her, some people seem to have everything. 9 a.m. on the hour hand, and she's waiting for the bell. And she's looking real pretty, just wait for her clientele. She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. 28 years have come and gone, and she's seen a lot of tears. Of the ones who come in, they really seem to need her there. It's a sacrifice working day to day. For a little money, just tips for pay. But it's worth it all, just to hear them say that they care. She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. She already knows, she's seen her bad times. She already knows these are the good times. She'll never sell out, she never will. Not for a dollar bill. She works hard. She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. So, as I've said, I've been absolutely positively exhausted. And that is why I chose She Works Hard for the Money, because I do work hard for my money. And I'm tired. I told you about my garden. My lettuce is finally growing. It's much bigger than before. My carrots are growing. Like I said, I only have 3 because I only planted 7 and only 3 grew. I also still have my onions. They're doing well. My tomato plants inside are still very large. Guess what? The ones outside are not dead. Woohoo! They're still growing, so that's awesome. They're not growing extremely large, but they are working on growing. I found out from my grandpa that if my leaves on my tomato plant turn brown, that means they don't have enough water. And if they turn yellow, that means they have too much water. He also said that I need to be watering mine every day, and I wasn't because it was raining a lot here. So I'm going to start doing that. I did learn that you're supposed to water them at night instead of the daytime. So I'm going to start watering them at night. but my plants are growing. So you missed a big, huge fiasco this week. I let Stark out to go to the bathroom. And, you know, we have the fence. And I've told you before that he snuck on under the neighbor's fence before. Well, this time he was out. And I went and checked on him, and he was doing fine. I went back in, and I go back out to check on him, and I can't find him anywhere. So then I was terrified, so I went to grab the leash and went back out to the back again. And my neighbors behind me said that they saw Stark in the neighbor's pool. And the neighbor's pool had the tarp on it. So he said that he jumped into the neighbor's pool, and he also said that Stark looked like he was so tired that he wasn't going to make it out of the pool, that he was going to drown. But then he saw him crawl up the ladder and get out. So I was surprised that he didn't just come in and knock on my door and say, hey, your dog is drowning, or do something. He told me that he was about to jump over the fence when he realized that Stark was actually going up the ladder and that he had made it okay. So that was terrifying, especially since they had the tarp on it, because I went out there and I couldn't find Stark anywhere. So I looked over there and I prayed before I lifted up the tarp, and he was not under the tarp, which was good. And I kept looking, I couldn't find him anywhere, and then I ran across the street, and he was definitely in the neighbor's yard across the street. So somehow, he got into my neighbor's yard, and somehow got out of their yard into the street. Luckily, he was safe and didn't drown. He was soaking wet, so I know that he was in the pool, but I'm just glad he's okay. So it was really scary. So we decided, not only are we going to watch him every single time we let him out, no matter what time it is and no matter how short the amount of time, because he'll do that within 5 minutes, we are going to get the fence finished, our privacy fence finished around the house, all the way around to where the neighbor's chain link fences are not there anymore. It'll be just his privacy, so he can't crawl under. Now, I know he's not going to be excited because he won't be able to see Charlie through the fence, but we can bring Charlie over for play dates. We bring him over all the time and let him play with him, and he loves it. So we went ahead and got someone to come out to set up the fence for us. Of course, that is very expensive, but we are getting that taken care of, luckily. So we're buying a fence, and they actually came in today and put the posts up, but my husband told me today he was mowing the lawn, and he pulled that little white picket fence that I told you guys that I stuck in there to try to keep him from getting under, one of those little tiny ones, kind of like you put around the flower garden. Well, my husband took it out so that it would be ready for them to put the fence in tomorrow, and Stark had snuck under the original hole that fence was guarding, and was playing with Charlie while my husband was mowing the lawn. But the neighbor said it was fine for him to play with him for a little bit. And my husband said he figures that that's his last chance. Because starting tomorrow, the fence is going to be completely finished, and Stark won't be able to get out. Which will be very good for him. He's my little Houdini. I hate that he likes to get out. But it's just because he likes to play. And he loves it when we're out there playing with him, too. But even when we're out there playing with him, sometimes he'll try to get under because he wants to play with the dogs next door. And the kids. He loves kids. But what's really sad is my husband said he took Stark over to his brother's where he usually swims, but he said Stark was scared to swim in the pool, so I think the pool incident really did traumatize him. So that's not a good situation. Well, I'm still counting my calories. I know I told you guys I was doing that. I'm still counting my calories. But I haven't been exercising very much, so that's not great. But my calories are still doing well. I just need to be exercising regularly, but I'm so tired from work that I haven't been exercising. So I'm going to get back on a nice exercise routine. And once I do, I'll let you guys know what it is, because usually I can find some fun ones. So that's what's going on that side of things. So you know how I told you I was playing softball? Well, we finally had an actual game. The first game we lost by 1 point. I got to play right field. I didn't actually catch a ball because it went behind me, but I went and grabbed it and threw it quickly, so I didn't do bad there. When it came to batting, the first time around, I was walked because they weren't throwing the balls within my area, so I did not swing at them, so I was told I have a good eye. So anyway, I got to walk to first base on that one. And then the second time that I batted, I struck out. So last week's game, our games are on Wednesday, I was actually catcher for half the game, so that was a lot of fun. It was something different. I was terrified because I thought I was going to get hit in the face with the ball, but I didn't. Also, it was kind of awkward because I didn't realize how close you are to the umpire. And you know how you kind of bend over, so my butt's back in the air, and I think I bumped into him a couple times, which is kind of weird because then I, you know, rub my butt on him, which is kind of odd. And that was weird. Also, he thought I said something, and he asked me what I said, and when he did, he touched me on the small of my back just to get my attention, and that was kind of creepy. So, the joy of softball, it was actually funny because he drinks during the game. He just sits there and drinks, and then when he says out and foul, basically anything he says it with the same inflection, so I can't tell what he's saying, because he'll go, huh, foul. And I'm like, what? Because you can't tell if that's out.
Out. Foul.
So you can't tell if it's out or foul because everything that he says sounds the same. Obviously, if you look and saw the play, then you could tell if it was an out or a foul. But anyway, and he even does time the same way.
Time. Time.
And I'm like, okay. But he's a nice guy. I just thought it was interesting and funny. But catching was actually fun. I like it. As long as my teeth don't get hit, I think I'll be fine. When I was practicing, though, to practice on my batting, I actually hit a ball right on my cheekbone, but it didn't bruise me or anything, so that was good. And then for the actual game, guess what? I hit a ball, but it was a foul. So that is what happened with softball, and we actually won, despite of me. We won 7-0, which was pretty cool. And we have another game on Wednesday. So that's what's been going on in my life. I'll continue to let you know what's going on with the things that I'm reading. Like I said, right now I'm reading Game of Thrones, so I don't know when I'll be reading another comic because I really like the Game of Thrones right now, and it takes quite a bit of time to read. It was really great talking to you guys. Please continue to pray for me and my family about Angel, and thank you for all of your support. And I will continue to think of lovely songs to sing to you guys. And please send me your stories and song requests. And don't forget, you can still comment on the links online. And just send your messages to shout@theflypod.com. I'm Tisha Boone. Till next week.